Psalm 87. For the sons of Korah, a psalm, a song. His foundation is on the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the tent sites of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, to Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, it will be said, this one was born there. And to Zion it will be said, one man and another man were born in it. And he who will establish it is the Most High. The Lord will count when registering the various peoples, and say, this one was born there, Selah. And singers and dancers likewise, all my founts, are in it. A song, a psalm to the sons of Korah, to the choirmaster with dancing and singing in response. Psalm 88, an instructive psalm of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord God of my salvation, by day I have cried out, by night my cry is before you. May my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my outcry. For my being is saturated with evils, and my life is touching the grave. I am considered as being among those going down to the pit. I am like a man without strength, among the dead, free, like the slain who lie in a grave, whom you no longer remember, as they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the pit, in the lowest regions, in the dark places, in the depths. Your fury bears down on me. You have afflicted me with all your breakers, Selah. You have removed my acquaintances from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am hemmed in, and I can't come out. My eye languishes from affliction. I have called on you, O Lord, daily. I have opened out my hands to you. Do you perform a wonder for the dead? Do the Rephaim rise and praise you? Selah. Is your kindness recounted in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of decease? Is your wondrous power known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of oblivion? But I have cried out to you, O Lord, and my prayer went to you early in the morning. Why, O Lord, are you averse to my being? Why do you hide your face from me? I am afflicted, and I have been expiring since my youth. I have borne your terrors, and I am bewildered. Your outpourings of fury have come over onto me. Alarming things of yours have cut me down. They surround me like water all day long. They encircle me in unison. You have removed lover and friend from me, and my acquaintances to darkness. Psalm 89, an instructive psalm of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing the Lord's acts of kindness age-abidingly. From generation to generation I will make your faithfulness known by the word of my mouth. For I have said, kindness will be built up for the age. As for the heavens, you will prepare your faithfulness in them. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant, I will establish your seed age-abidingly, and I will build up your throne from generation to generation. Selah. And the heavens will praise your wondrous power, O Lord, as also your faithfulness in the convocation of the holy ones. For who in the sky is comparable to the Lord? Who can be likened to the Lord among the mighty ones? A most formidable God in the council of the holy ones, and fearsome to all around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is strong like you, O Lord, with your faithfulness around you? You rule over the haughtiness of the sea. When the waves arise, you calm them. You have crushed Rahab like the slain. With your strong arm, you have scattered your enemies. Yours are the heavens, yours also is the earth. As for the world and its fullness, you founded them. North and south, you created them. Tabor and Hermon, they rejoice in your name. You have a valiant arm. Your hand is strong. Your right hand is exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Kindness and truth go before you. Happy is the people that knows the sound. O Lord, they will walk in the light of your presence. They will rejoice in your name all day long, and they will be exalted in your righteousness. For you are the splendour of their strength, and by your goodwill our horn will be exalted. For the Lord is the possessor of our shield, and the Holy One of Israel is the possessor of our King. At that time you spoke in a vision to those under your grace, and said, I have bestowed help on the warrior. I have exalted a chosen one out of the people. I have found David my servant. I have anointed him with my holy oil, with whom my hand will be established, to whom also my arm will give courage. The enemy will not come upon him, nor will the unjust man afflict him. And I will beat his adversaries down before him, and strike down those who hate him. And my faithfulness and my kindness will be with him, and his horn will be exalted in my name. And I will put his hand in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He will call out to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will also place him as the firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my kindness to him age-abidingly, and my covenant will remain faithful to him. And I will appoint his seed in perpetuity, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his sons forsake my law, or do not walk in my judicial pronouncements, or if they violate my statutes, or do not keep my commandments, then I will visit their transgressions with a rod, and their iniquity with beatings. But I will not lay aside my kindness with him, and I will not default on my faithfulness. I will not break my covenant, and I will not change the utterance of my lips. I have sworn by my holiness once, I will certainly not lie to David. His seed will abide for the age, and his throne like the sun before me, just as the moon is established for the age, and is a faithful witness in the sky. Selah. But you have turned away and rejected, and become irate with your anointed. You have detested your servant's covenant. You have rendered his crown powerless on the ground. You have broken through all his fences. You have made his fortifications a ruin. All kinds of travellers have plundered him. He has become a reproach to his neighbours. You have raised the right hand of his adversaries. You have brought joy to all his enemies. Also you have driven back the blade of his sword, and you have not upheld him in battle. You have put an end to his splendour, and you have cast his throne down to the ground. You have curtailed the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. Selah. How long, O Lord, will you be constantly hidden? How long will your fury burn like fire? Remember what kind of a lifetime I have, to what kind of vain end you have created all the sons of Adam. What man will live and will not see death? What man can deliver his life from the power of the grave? Selah. Where are your former acts of kindness, O Lord, which you swore to David in your faithfulness? Remember, O Lord, the reproach of your servants, me bearing it in my bosom, from all kinds of mighty peoples, in that your enemies have made reproaches, O Lord, in that they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord, age abidingly. Amen and Amen.